Now, a 28-year-old secondary school teacher will represent Kerry at this year's Rosa Tralee International Festival in August. Caoimhe Lynch has been announced as this year's Rosa Tralee. 17 contestants took part in the selection process last night in the Heights, or sorry, not like this was Friday night, the Heights Hotel in Killarney. Caoimhe, good morning to you. New Kerry Rose with me on the line. Caoimhe, good morning to you and congratulations on winning the
good
title.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Tell me how you got involved, first of all. How did this come about?
How did it come about? Yeah, well, all along, for years, people have always said to me, oh, you should go for the Kerry Rose, you should go for the Kerry Rose. It's always been there in my mind, all right. And then this year I said, you know what? I had to think about it and what it meant to be a Kerry Rose and all that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go for it this year. So I applied back, that was probably a couple of months ago now, actually. I sent through an application and kicked off the process.
Yeah, okay, so it started from there. And what was the process like? Were you nervous about it? How did the organisation of it go?
We've had, do you know what? So we'd sent in the application, and then for the last 6 weeks, you get brought, like there were 17 of us, and we've had the best 6 weeks. We really have. The Kerry Rose Centre, they mind you so well, and we've been taken different places and have had different opportunities. We've been cocktail making, and we've been brought on activity days and all that. So we've had a great 6 weeks. And then, obviously, it all ends on selection night, which was Saturday night there.
Okay. And that was absolutely brilliant. What was that moment like when your name was read out as the winner?
Oh, do you know, it was really surreal. Like, you're looking at, when you're sitting there and you're watching all the girls, like, all 17, it could have gone to any 17. Everyone's shining up on the stage. So then when your name is called, it is actually, you're shocked. But I was so happy. I was delighted to be chosen.
Okay, listen, you're currently working in Dublin. Tell me about the job. You're a secondary school chaplain and you teach English as well.
Yeah, so I started actually as an English and religion teacher in the school, and then I did my master's in chaplaincy, and only in September I started working as a school chaplain. So I'm now, it's like a pastoral counsellor kind of in the school.
What does that role involve?
So there's two elements. One is you're kind of looking after the celebrations in the schools. So all different types of celebrations, whether that be the graduation or faith celebrations in the school, all that. And then a lot of it, but like 90% of it, is working with the students. You know, they're coming in, they might be having a hard day, chatting to them. A lot of it is one-to-one with students or small groups and stuff. But I love it. It's a great job. Yeah. It's like being the fun aunt to 700 teenagers. Do you know what I mean? That's what it feels like.
Yeah, plenty to keep you occupied, that's for sure. Tell me about the Lighthouse Project, Caoimhe.
So yeah, then the Lighthouse Project is set up. So on the back of being a teacher in the school, I wanted, I just felt like there was something more that I could do. And it started actually originally with just a ballet group. I picked five teams that I felt could do with maybe the little bit of lift of singing, is actually how it started. It wasn't even just the five best singers. It turned out that they were really good. But that's how it originally started a couple of years ago. And then from that it grew. So now we're an organisation for all ages. We've from kids up to adults, and we're running activities and events that are free in the community in Ballymun. So it's good
fun.
That's
brilliant. And that's to help the community. There issues of social challenges, poverty, other things like that, to try and get people going.
It's an escape. A lot of them are like, I thought of what helped me when I was younger. Like, what did I love? I loved music and creative writing and all that. So we've put that all together to form the Lighthouse. It's kind of just what helped me when I was younger, that you're giving to the community. So it's good fun. The kids love us, and so do the adults, actually. We've adults journaling classes and all that as well. And
That's brilliant. Sounds great. And music a big part of your life growing up. As you said, you're directing the Kingdom Gospel Choir in Killarney too.
Directing, yeah. So I set up the Kingdom Gospel Choir back in 2018, 2019. I was actually in Galway, living in Galway for a year. And there was a gospel choir there, and my mom's friend invited me to it. And I was like, oh, wouldn't Killarney love this now? So I went home and set it up. And it's a kind of all Kerry. People come from all corners of Kerry to it. There's over 120 members. And it's just for fun. You don't have to be a good singer to be in it. It's just for a bit of a laugh and to uplift people on a Friday night.
Yeah, and that kind of, you set it up in 2018, 2019, but that became even more evident through the difficult years of COVID, Caoimhe, that sociability that we missed, the hobbies, people meeting up, that sort of mental health well-being for a community that comes from that is all part of it.
100%. And you know what? During COVID, it nearly turned into like a family. It was like, you know, people, it was a really hard time for a lot of the people. So that was important then, that we really stuck together as a choir. So, yeah. They're good. They're a good bunch, a supportive bunch. Some of them were there on Saturday night as well.
Speaking of support, what's the reaction been like in Beaufort?
Oh my goodness. The reaction, like last night, I was lying in bed and I was looking at the comments. And I suppose when you're gone for the Rose, like, you're not representing yourself. You're going to represent your county. So I'm looking through the comments and I'm like, oh my goodness, the support is just, it was so heartwarming last night from everyone all over Kerry. The comments and reading the comments, it really has been overwhelming, actually, the support. It's really, really lovely.
That's brilliant. That sounds great.
Kerry's a great county when it comes to supporting anyway.
It is. And look, you're obviously hugely looking forward to the summer. So it kind of all starts here, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It'll be busy. Hopefully a busy few months now, but I am looking forward to it. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to being in the Dome and represent. Like, I love, and I think maybe living in Dublin has helped with that. Like, I really love my county and I love what the community and the connection and the love in Kerry. So I'm looking forward to representing that on at the festival.
Yeah, and it's a question that's asked every year, Caoimhe. Are you going to be the one? Are you going to be the Kerry Rose that wins it all?
Time will tell. Who knows? I'm sure every like the Saturday night selection, everyone will shine on the stage.
Yeah, and look, that's all part of, I suppose, the overall size of it as well. Getting to, I suppose getting to look at the organisation from behind the scenes. Just, you mentioned the Kerry Rose Centre look after you very well, but when it comes to the Rose of Tralee, it's a whole other operation.
Oh yeah, and it's good. It's a lovely celebration of women and the uniqueness of everyone that coming together. Like, it's not like a one size fits all for the Rose. Even the 17 applicants that were there on Saturday night, like, everyone brought something different. And that's what I love about the Rose, is like, we'll all bring our own little thing and we'll come together and friendships will be made and we'll have a great summer of memories and stuff ahead of us.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
And that'll all be part of it. You'll have the time. I know there'll be a lot of work involved as well, but it's going to be like, hugely enjoyable. And of course, you were sponsored by the Lighthouse Project, so I imagine everyone involved in that, all the crowd in Ballymun, in Dublin, your school,
they
all of that,
they must have been delighted. A lot of them have booked their hotel. I got a message from two of the girls saying we've booked rooms already for, yeah, so I'd say there'll be, Tralee will hear the Ballymun accent anyway in August, that's for sure.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, Caoimhe, well done again. Congratulations,
thanks,
and thanks
so
for
much.
Talking to me in the programme this morning. And good
thanks
luck.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Rest of Caoimhe Lynch thanks, there, who's the new Kerry Rose for 2026. The Rose of Tralee happening, of course, as every year in August. Caoimhe will be representing Kerry and just really accomplished. Lots of different projects involved in there, whereas the Lighthouse Project or the Kingdom Gospel Choir in Killarney, which has over 100 members. She's teaching in Dublin. Kerry always home, though, so that's where things go. If you have a view on that, get in touch. If you're watching and observing for that one, we want to hear from you on the programme. Would you like to see a Kerry Rose Caoimhe win the Rose of Tralee title this year? We'd love your thoughts and your views on it as well. Give us your opinions, 0667123666. We've lots more on the way on Kerry Today.